Greetings and salutations and happy Monday, September the 21st. It is almost 6:20. I'm running late as usual. I'm supposed to be there at 6:30. And it's 52 degrees out and it's supposed to be up to 75. Don't you hate that? Because then you wear warmer clothes in the morning and then by the afternoon it's hot and... yes, layers. One thing I learned going across the pond was dressing in layers. Before, I didn't do it. I dressed, you know, one way and that was pretty much it. Now, I dress in layers. One valuable lesson I learned. Anyway, I am off to corn country, and for those that don't know, I outed myself and I said I drive a school bus full of shidrins of various ages. Friday was very, very, very interesting because I had an 11th grader who I told had to sit in the happy seat. And the happy seat is also known as the angel seat, which is up front. Most of the students know that when you sit in the happy seat, you're not only happy, but you're also in trouble. And she was standing up. There are certain things I'll let the students get away with. You know, chewing gum on the bus, it isn't allowed. No eating, no drinking, period. No exceptions to the rule. Could be 105 degrees in the tin can and you're still not allowed to drink water. But, you know, I allow it. I allow gum as long as I don't find it under the seats, blah, blah, blah. But she was standing up and hopping from seat to seat. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Because it's distracting, for one. I look in the mirror and, you know, you see this dark shadow moving back and forth. You're like, what that? You know, what is that? Oh. And she's standing up. I'm like, oh, what? No, not allowed. I had her grab her stuff and come sit up front for the 2 days, Thursday and Friday. Well, Friday, she got on the bus and she was on the phone. I don't mind. It's against the rules. It's against the rules to have electronics working because of a privacy factor. And I don't think the kids understand that you're not supposed to take pictures, you know, at school and... of staff, and it's, you're just not supposed to. You sign a paper in the beginning of this school year that says, no, it's a no-no. She was on the phone. I didn't say anything. I thought most of the kids, you know, if I'm running late, most of the kids, their parents call or they call the parents and say, you know, the bus is running a few minutes late, blah, blah, blah. And then they get off when they get on the bus because most of the high schoolers know that it's against the rules. She's yammering on the phone. I thought I heard the word bestiality. No, I couldn't have heard that. And then I'm driving slow because the faster you drive, the louder the engine gets. And I'm hearing all kinds of details. And I'm like, that's inappropriate conversation. And I'm feeling uncomfortable. Not really, but that's what I'm that's what I'm saying. I did feel uncomfortable in the respect that I'm eavesdropping. And, you know, eavesdropping is rude. It's impolite. But then again, I don't have a choice because she's sitting right there basically in my ear. I think she's doing it for shock value. I'm pretty sure. I'd bet money on it. She was doing it for shock value. Well, she got a shock, all right, because by the time I was getting towards the high school, I called my supervisor, and I asked him if he could meet the bus, and he did. Briefly, you know, had a conference with her, and of course, you know, she denied it. I didn't do any, there was no wrongdoing, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, those that are familiar with these kind of vehicles know that there is a surveillance tape, audio and video. Unfortunately, I never had to use mine. Didn't know that it was malfunctioning. So there's no, you know, concrete evidence other than my word against hers. There was a note that went home, both snail mail and email, along with a conference with the student. And I will say this, she did cease to discuss that topic when the little kids got on the bus, because the little kids sit in the front. Because they tend to fall asleep, and, you know, if they sit too far back. And there is vulgarities. Oh, God. I would have never thought. But there is vulgarities the further back. You know, the high schoolers get to sit in the back. That's their privilege. Preschoolers have to sit up front. Those are my rules. I don't know about anybody else's, but those are mine. And middle schools are in the middle. I will say, like I said, that she did tone it down completely when they did get on the bus. However, she continued the entire way. That was more than 30-minute conversation. Because at one point she did say, "We've been on the phone for 22 minutes. Okay. Yeah, conversation over. But I can't believe that. Yes, I can, because earlier I had said children are brain damaged in an earlier audio. Brain damaged. They don't think things through. They really don't. When you think back to when you were in high school, how did you behave? What were the norms? What were the set rules that you had to abide by in high school? Do you even remember what they were? And I think for February, I had asked a set of questions similar to, you know, what were you like in high school? And how did you dress? What fads were there? But what were the norms? What was the expected behavior that, you know, for a teenager, for a high schooler, when you were going to school? Was it to conform to the short hair and the, you know, tucked in shirt and the pulled up trousers and, you know, the prim and proper dress? Or, you know, could you have all the pins in your face and in your jacket? And, I mean, what was socially acceptable? Could you get away with talking about such topics in school? Or were you sent home? Or was there a conference with your parents? Better yet, what was the worst thing that you ever did in high school? That, did you get expelled? Did you get suspended? Was there a fight? Was there drugs? Alcohol? What? I'm just curious. I was trying to think. Mine was a fight. It was in your year. But that's for another audio. I'm almost to Corn Country. I have to finish drinking my coffee after I ate my egg roll for breakfast. Yes, I had an egg roll. And it was good. Laterness, people.